you sound crazy to me. I just got to ask you, what are you trying to do? You know, women, we as women are nurturers. Men are the hunters. That's what it is. Women don't proposition men for sex. They don't do that, especially stringless sex, as you call it, where you don't catch feelings because you're a woman and you're going to feel something eventually. I think you got what you deserved. You gave him yourself like you're not worth anything, like you're valued at zero. And of course he said yes. I mean, most men would with a proposition like this. He's under no obligation to tell you about his relationship. You offered him a deal he couldn't refuse. I think this is one of the saddest strawberry letters we've ever gotten because you have no self-respect. You think so little of yourself. And you know, you say the one thing you promised yourself is not to be a homewrecker. How about promising yourself that you'll value yourself, that you'll have some self-respect, that you won't, you know, be talking to all these other guys and propositioning them to just sleep with you for nothing. I mean, this is ridiculous, Steve.
You know what? Lady, you're in your early 30s, but you act like you're 19. You act like you 16. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You're in your early 30s. You've been single and without sex for almost 6 months. I don't want to be in another relationship. Okay. So I decided to make a proposition to a guy who hangs with the same crowd I go out with. He's loud, arrogant, flirtatious, a show-off, and everything I would never want in a man, which is why I targeted him. What? Are you crazy? I don't even understand the logic behind that. It makes no sense. He is everything you wouldn't want in a man. That's why I targeted him. What? Now, you shocked because he said nothing about her when I asked. What was he supposed to do? But let me ask you something. What do you think he was doing? See, you thought he was a loud, arrogant, flirtatious, and show off everything I would never want in a man, which is why I targeted him. Somebody don't see that and then target him anyway. You the one ain't had sex for almost 6 months. You think he was somewhere not having sex for 6 months too? The loud, arrogant, flirtatious show off you picked. Okay, one thing I promised myself is that I would never be a homewrecker. I am talking to other guys as well, but nothing that is serious. So you just a jaw of Skippy right now. Uh-huh. You just spread all over the damn place. You just a jaw of Skippy peanut butter. You need to go sit down some damn where. Do I just walk away from this situation or take advantage of the stringless engagement until he and this woman make things official? You know what you need to do? You need to really have a moment with just yourself. You need another 6 months. Because obviously the first 6 months didn't do it. So now you got 6 months and you done got to this part of stupid. You need another 6 months. Why don't you stop? Listen to this. I don't have any other way to put it. Why don't you stop hoeing yourself out and get yourself in a situation where somebody will want you for real? Because he don't. See, and I'm going to tell you why he don't want you. Because he wants you to quit sexing him. Because I got somebody I'm getting serious about. I ain't serious about you. We playing. We can play, but I ain't serious about you. And I don't want you sexting me and my girl sitting up in here reading this stuff. Hold up. I ain't finna mess up my crib over you.
And that's exactly how his attitude with it. That's exactly, he cares nothing for this girl.
Not a doggone thing. But you don't see that. So now you thinking about, do I just walk away from this situation or take advantage of the stringless engagement? You think it ain't no strings. But it's plenty of strings attached to this one. Because your reputation, let me explain something to you. If you don't think this man right here done told the crowd y'all hang out with, if you don't think he done shared that with a partner of his, that you came to him and asked him to do this with no strings attached, if you think he done kept that information to himself, a man that has the lottery walk up to him, the ticket, and jump in his pocket, and he ain't told his friends about you, okay. The thing that any man would love to have happen, you don't think he done shared that? Lady, your reputation is stank right now. And one of his boys gonna say something to one of the chicks. Yeah, you know, she went over there and told old crazy ass Pete she wanted to holler at him.
Right.
What? Or if you don't think that they done that, you know what? You and that girl on Atlanta Hip Hop.
Mimi.
You and Mimi need to sit down somewhere and go on vacation together and talk. and just say hostage, and then let her show you how stupid she is. Mm. That might slow you down a little bit. That girl messed her life though, man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.